With just 2 weeks until the August 1st deadline set by U.S. President Donald Trump, the European Union is intensifying efforts to finalize a transatlantic trade agreement to avoid sweeping new tariffs. President Trump has proposed a 30% tariff on imports from the European Union, citing long-standing grievances over trade imbalances and non-tariff barriers. The move is part of a broader pressure campaign aimed at reshaping U.S. trade relationships, particularly with its largest economic partner. Despite past tendencies to soften tariff threats at the last minute, the White House says this time the deadline is firm. The president will not accept a postponement, stated Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who emphasized the EU's willingness to lower both tariff and non-tariff barriers. EU's four-part strategy to avoid trade escalation, according to Michal Baranowski, Poland's Under-Secretary of State for Economic Development and Technology, the European bloc is implementing a four-part strategy to manage the growing tensions, negotiating in good faith with U.S. trade officials to reach a mutually acceptable agreement, preparing countermeasures including reciprocal tariffs and specific responses on steel and aluminum products. An initial €72 billion counter-tariff package is reportedly under discussion. Engaging with other affected countries to share insights and better understand the broader geopolitical context. Enhancing European competitiveness, with an emphasis on long-term economic resilience. Baranowski noted that while coordination with other nations is not formalized, we are all in the same wagon when it comes to dealing with the U.S. on trade. EU remains U.S.'s most strategic economic partner. The EU accounts for a critical portion of global economic output, with transatlantic trade totaling €1.68 trillion, $1.96 trillion, in 2024, equivalent to €4.6 billion in daily exchanges. Together, the U.S. and EU make up 30% of global trade in goods and services and 43% of global GDP. However, the potential reintroduction of high tariffs could severely disrupt this trade flow. President Trump has long criticized what he sees as the EU's unfair trade surplus and regulatory asymmetries. Car tariffs in the spotlight as part of ongoing negotiations, the EU is reportedly preparing to offer mutual auto tariff reductions. According to the Financial Times, the bloc is willing to eliminate its 10% tariff on U.S. car exports if Washington reduces its auto tariffs below 20%. The European Commission declined to confirm the proposal, though it aligns with broader efforts to prevent escalation in the automotive sector, which has been heavily impacted by Trump's earlier 25% tariffs on foreign-made vehicles and components. Impact already felt by industry. The renewed tariff threat is already impacting European companies. Sweden's Volvo Cars, one of the automakers most exposed to U.S. duties, reported a significant drop in Q2 operating profit this week, attributing the decline to the increasingly hostile trade environment. What comes next? With trade negotiations intensifying, all eyes are on the next round of discussions between EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič and his U.S. counterparts. A successful agreement would mark a significant de-escalation in a high-stakes economic standoff, but failure could lead to a new wave of tariffs that disrupt one of the world's most important trade relationships. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.